Ba'omer, we have the famous Torah Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that he wanted rain. I think we mentioned it the other week. What did he do? He said a Torah on the subject of rain, al pi Kabbalah. And what happened? It started to rain. The Rebbe many times would tell the story about the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover was a very big going in Nigla. And one time he received a letter from the Russian government. And the letter stated that he has to pay certain taxes. He asked his grandchild to read the letter because it was in Russian. And when he told him what it says, he immediately responded and said like this, "Al pi Torah, this tax I should really pay. But that tax I'm not obligated to pay." A few days later, he gets a letter in the mail from the government. And the letter says, "We're sorry we made a mistake. And you don't have to pay this tax." The Rebbe says, whoever knows anything about Russia and the way the government operates would know that this is an absolute mess. They don't send back letters, "We made a mistake and you don't have to pay." But what happened? Once he paskened al pi Torah, that this is the psak, it happens. In fact, that's why the Rebbe speaks so strongly that we should, Rabbanim should paskin that Mashiach should come. Another thing about tonight, by the way, is the last mimer that the Rebbe said verbally, the Rebbe later was magia maimorim, edited maimorim. The Rebbe handed out maimorim. The last maimer that the Rebbe handed to us was Atta Tetzave. But the last maimer that the Rebbe said verbally was tonight. The maimer by Dabel Akim, Shvuas Tovshin Memtes. We know the Rebbe stopped saying maimorim for a few years. No one knows the reason why. No one knows how to explain it. Maybe some of you remember, once by Fabrengen, there was an older chassid, somebody who the Rebbe showed him a lot of closeness. His name was Rabbi Nimoyten. He was an uncle of Mrs. Katzman. And could be someone asked him to do it, but he stood up in the middle of the Fabrengen, walked over to the Rebbe, and he knows the Rebbe is very close to him. And he said to the Rebbe, of course you can see he was very nervous, said, "Chassidim want to hear a mimer." This was after a few years there was no mimer. And I guess he was so nervous about what he's saying, and he concluded, unless the Rebbe has a reason why he's not saying. So the Rebbe smiled and said, "Yes, like, okay, you can sit down now." And of course the Rebbe didn't say a maimer. So this was going on for a few years. And on Erev Pesach, Tovshin Memtes, the Rebbe said a maimer. And that Pesach, Achon Shel Pesach, he said another maimer. And then Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, tonight, this Fabrengen, he said a third maimer. And one of the points in that maimer is that when you didn't paskin a certain psak halacha, because Torah is the cause of the world, it happens like that. So Yidden should paskin that Mashiach has to come. In fact, that's where the Rebbe, in the Maimer, it's also an interesting point that the last Maimer the Rebbe said, the Rebbe makes notice of Gimel Tammuz. In the Maimer, the Rebbe says that Yidden did tshuva already, because the Friedrich Rebbe paskin that if a Yid only sighs, even if it's for Gashmias, but he sighs and he says, Oyvei, for his Gashmias, that's considered a big level of tshuva. Where is it said? Hayyim Yoim Gimel Tammuz. That's in the Maimer. No, you say nothing. But the Rebbe is saying that when a Yid gives a krecht, gives a sigh for the Gashmias, oh, what we should say, we should paskin, basically applies more to Rabbanim. That a Rav, who is a person who gives psak halacha, should give a psak, a halachic ruling that Mashiach has to come. That'll make it happen. So that's what it means as gula.